is Marianne Hobbs, and you're locked on Agent J on Groovement.
Hi, this is James Blake, and you're listening to Groovement with Agent J.
This is Hudson Mohawk, you're listening to Agent J on Groovement.
What up, what's going on, y'all? This is Olivia Day, so you listen to the man, Agent J, on Groovement.
This is Lauren, and I'm with Agent J on Groovement.
It's Blue Daisy on Groovement.
Welcome to Groovement. As you may have guessed, I'm Agent J. You just heard Lorne and Stranger, coming up on the second Hoya Hoya release, also featuring Ellie Fino and Roz G. This is brand new from Blue Daisy. It's called Kill the DJ. It's going to be on an EP called Third Degree Hip Hop. Marianne Hobbs up in a bit. Keep it locked. The EP's got remixes from Tokyo Monster and Daisuke Tanabe. Hit her up. Twitter, I am Cornelia. Before that, you heard Sluggabed. It's a free download to celebrate his signing to Ninja Tune. It's called Sweet Baby Electric Fire. Let's have a little taste of Manchester. This is Murkage, Paperweight.
Oh, yo, what up, y'all? This is Tony Starks, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, Wu-Tang Clan, nigga, you know what I mean? Throw a Theodore for life, you know what I mean? Word up. I'd like to give a shout-out to my man, Agent J, you know what I mean? Y'all ain't know what it is. That's right, Groovement for life, man. No doubt, Agent J, that's what it is, man.
I'm speaking to the speechless, the poor, the weakest, the beaten, the greasy, the easy, the targets, living, the hardest, victims, the markets, corrupted, but heartless, twisted, the masters, the mothers, the students, the gazers, the rulers, the birdsmen, the magic, the heart of a maverick, the solid, like granite, the don't have to have it, the turn up, the music, and the
Saint Amazon in the main on a new eye. You can keep that. Bait shy with no fire. Fight on the airwaves from my airwaves. Switch on tuning. Hear the flames. I got nought to lose. Trying to walk mouse and holy shoes. Trying to understand what's on the news. Fuck the rules. Fuck the rules. Fat cat blasting. Loaded bars in place. Some gas and stupid blast. Explosive. Tap like a terrorist on YouTube. Murkage. It's a blood feud. Running for the city on a crime spree. Open a till. I need to eat. I'm a fiend with a fetch for queens.
Asking my name, So I told him, Nat Turner, there's a war going on in the game, and you gotta be a fast learner. So we declined to drink from the pimp cup, got tits off, it was a poison chalice. I'd rather be a free man on the road than a trapped animal in a palace.
Videos of this guy on groovement.co.uk. See what you're missing. Straight after this, Marianne.
They are them. We are us. Kill them. Decision. Fuck that nigga. Wolfgang.
Who the fuck invited Mister? I don't give a fuck who cries about his daddy in a blog because his music sucked.
I did.
Well, you fucking up, and truthfully, I had enough, and fuck rolling papers. I'm a rebel, bitch. I'm ashing blunts.
Sorry.
Full of shit like I ate that, John. Come on, kids. Fuck that class and hit that bong. Let's buy guns and kill those kids with dads and mom. With nice homes, 401ks, and nice-ass lawn. Those privileged fucks gotta learn, and we ain't taking no shit. Like Ellen DeGeneres, clitoris, and playing with dick. I'm jealous as shit, cause I ain't got no home meal to come to. So if you do, I'm throwing fingers out screaming, fuck you. I got 10 of these Kennedys, not Dom. But if I was a Dom, I would be Jeffrey. Green hat the color of a leprechaun with leprosy. I'm fucking bout it like a Master P in 96. It's fucking immaculate the way your daughter's smacking dick. Surprised she hasn't taken gymnastic dick inside her alley. You, the golf wang hooligans is fucking up the school again. And showing you and yours that breaking rules is fucking cool again. I'm going harder than a midget jumping over me. Chronic youth, I'm shoving blunt rats and bitches' ovaries. Punches to the stomach where that bastard kid's supposed to be. Fuck a mask, I want that hoe to know it's me.
You could ride in hearses. I'm sick in the brain, dumb bitch. Can you nurse this? You told me life would never, ever, ever get this perfect. Then you smoke a J and weed and take his kids to the churches. Fuck church, they singing and this shit ain't even worth it. In the choir, whores and liars, scum bags in the dirt, bitch. You told me God was the answer. When I ask him for shit, I get no answer. So God is the cancer. I'm stuck in triangles, looking for my angel. Kill me with a chainsaw and let my balls dangle. 666 is my number. You can get it off my Tumblr.
Woof, yeah, woof, yeah, woof, yeah, woof, yeah, woof, woof.
Now I push this fucking pregnant clown into a hybrid stuck in the ground. I set to the stomach, replace the baby with some fucking pounds.
My baby daddy shoot bricks, the nigga also shoot rounds.
Cause if I shoot blanks, oops, thanks. I'm right back in the day, yummy, and her mildew stank.
Free Earl, that's the fucking shit. And if you disagree, suck a couple pimple-covered dicks. Wolf gang, that's the fucking click. Golf Wang, kill them all, nigga, 666. Fuck two dope boys, all the niggas bitches. We don't need y'all, the faders who we really fucking with. Bitch. And we don't fucking make horrorcore, you fucking idiots. Listen deeper than the music before you put it in a box. Wolf gang.
This is Marianne Hobbs, and you're locked on Agent J on Groovement.
Okay, so in the back of the Roadhouse, hoya hoya, with secret guest. Here we've got Marianne Hobbs perched on the couch. Hello, Marianne.
Oh, nice to see you. It's fantastic to be back in Manchester. I love this city with all my heart.
When were you here last? Not the first secret series. You got up poorly, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know what? I was projectile vomiting that night. I was so poorly. It's actually the first gig that I've blown out for about 5 years, I think. But yeah, I'm back tonight and I absolutely cannot wait. I think my last visit was probably for Warehouse Project, which I love.
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Was it a year and a half? There was one more recent than that, I think.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but Warehouse Project is just another one of those gigs. Just phenomenal energy in that place underground, on the underground park, a car park over the road there. But yeah, it's really wonderful. This is my first opportunity to play at Hoya Hoya, and I'm so excited about it. I'm so looking forward to it.
This roadblock outside as well.
Yeah, I was taking some photos of the queue actually before I stepped across the threshold. It was so exciting to see a queue of that number already amassing before midnight outside the club. So I think it's going to get pretty rowdy in here tonight.
And we've got Ross Hudmo dropping in later on, playing in Birmingham, I believe, first.
Yeah, so I believe he'd said on Twitter that he was in the Midlands, and I think he's rolling down to play a later set, which will be a rare treat. But you know, it's a birthday party, isn't it? We've got to stack it up for Ryan and the boys. But I've got to say, I absolutely love the concept of this entire club, the notion that it's a secret little boutique place, and that, you know, so many of the artists who, I guess, form something of a global family will come together to play at this night. And, you know, when you walk in, it's almost like Manchester's equivalent of Forward in London. You know, it's pitch dark, there's the big black curtain there, absolutely wicked sound systems, and just some pure minimal visuals. And you can tell that this room is just going to be jumping tonight. It's going to be pure vibes.
And what sort of things are you thinking of? What have you got in the bag?
Well, it's usually a pretty multi-textured, pan-dimensional electronic set. And I don't know, I try to get across almost every flavour and texture of sound that I really love to represent, you know, when I'm playing on the radio. So, I think it'll be relatively testing, hopefully, for me at least.
You kicked off your final Radio 1 show with Deftones. Do you get a chance now to sort of, because you're not doing the show weekly, do you get a chance now to maybe park back to sort of metal stuff and check out new stuff that's going on? I guess you didn't have the time to do that when you were doing Radio 1 Experimental.
Yeah, I mean, Radio 1 Experimental was a complete passion, obsession, all-consuming pursuit for me, I guess. I mean, it's pretty well documented that it nearly did drive me to the kind of the brink of madness, but in a good way. I mean, that's where I like to live, really, at the very, very edge of every precipice. I guess I grew up with the Sex Pistols and Motorhead and Thin Lizzy and, you know, all those kind of hardcore, phenomenal, visceral punk and metal bands, and I do really love that. And I think there are still, in spite of the fact that the genres are different, there are real parallels in terms of attitude, in energy, in spirit, in emotion. And yeah, I guess I have had a little bit more time to kind of root around the murky back rooms of rock again, which is always a nice thing to do. But I guess very much like John Peel, genre is almost immaterial to me. It's more about the sort of pure energy and the spirit of the music that you're listening to. That's the thing that's always turned me on. It's really, I guess, what happens at the very fringes of sound, you know, where people are really, really pushing out into kind of new frontiers and clinging off the edge of a precipice with bleeding fingernails, I suppose. You know, that's where I'm the happiest always.
Yeah, and I think, say, people coming tonight might go home and make a tune inspired by tonight. There's that punk attitude that really is DIY. You know, Hoyer's different every month or every 2 weeks. So you'll come in a year's time and things will have been influenced by each other. And it's an organic thing, you know, and there isn't a lot of it about. So I
Absolutely.
Think the parallels definitely are there in terms of creation.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's really, really interesting is people always try and kind of box things off in a tiny corner or pigeonhole things. But for me, all of sound, all of music moves forward in thousands of scattered steps in different directions every day. And I think the barriers are tumbling more and more and more between genres. And, you know, if you just look at artists like Vexed and Distance, how massively influenced they are by, you know, the more extreme experimental fringes of metal beat, System of a Down or Sono, whatever it may be. And for me, it's always really exciting to see that there are no rules anymore. You know, people are just tearing up the rule books and setting them on fire, which is a fantastic thing, really. But the challenge is always, you know, I wonder what's around the next corner. You can't possibly predict that. Loads of people always say, what do you think will happen next? And you think, well, wouldn't it be dull and dry if we already knew what would happen in the next 6 months, you know? The beauty is that evolution is now moving so quickly with all the advances in technology, all the ability for, you know, bedroom artists to multi-platform globally now for free. And that's what's driving the whole of the culture so beautifully and brilliantly forwards the whole time. Little flavour of what's going on in the main room there.
Just to finish off, Marianne, your day job now, Sheffield.
Yeah.
Lecturer, would that be an accurate description?
I'm kind of more of a mentor. I do the practical stuff. They don't let me really near lecture theatres because I'm nowhere near bright enough. But You know, I'm doing all kinds of different things. I worked on the soundtrack to Black Swan, Darren Aronofsky's.
Tell me about that, yeah. So were you, what, a consultant? How did that work?
What happened was, it's kind of very organic, the whole process, really. I've been a friend of Clint Mansell's for about 25 years. Clint is the man who scores all of Darren Aronofsky's films, and I know him from way back in the day when he was the singer in Pot Will Eat Itself, Grebo Sensations from the 1980s.
And I remember the Pie soundtrack being very experimental as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And with Black Swan, obviously it's based in the world of ballet, and it's about a ballerina who descends into madness while she's trying to find her dark side so she can dance the role of the Black Swan. And Clint's score is all a deconstruction of Tchaikovsky's original Swan Lake. He deconstructed it and rebuilt it for different aspects of the film. Anyway, when they got to the sort of the bar and the club scenes, they kind of hit a wall, really. They were stuck because they wanted to keep that same concept in place, but they wanted the music to really, really organically fit into those spaces as it would do in real life, you know. So they said to me, can you recommend some young artists that could put together some music? And so I put a zip together of, I don't know, a whole ton of different textures and flavours of sound for them. They picked out the artists that they liked the best and explained to them what aspects of their original track, what qualities they were really, really drawn to. And then they gave them samples from Swan Lake and said, can you fuse these two elements and form a new track? And in the meantime, I was the only person who'd actually seen the scenes, so I had to try and interpret for the artists what the scenes actually looked like. And ultimately, there are four people who now have original pieces of work in the film that I recommended. There's Jakes, Cavs Rave, Alterets, and Sepulchre, and I'm so delighted that they are now involved, you know, with this film that has, where it was nominated for 12 BAFTAs. It's the Oscars this weekend, 5 Oscar nominations, so it's like completely mind-blowing. And I mean, I have to say, one of the best moments of my entire professional career was going to the screening at London Film Festival, London Film Week, I think it's called, in London. We all went down together, the British artists and me, and we sat in the cinema together and watched the film for the very first time. And when their music dropped, you know, their little hearts were just exploding. It was just amazing. It was so emotive watching it. But we all just bought into it because we loved Aronofsky's work, and we did it almost just for fun, you know, just to help out, and just on the pretext that it was a privilege to do so. Nobody anticipated at all that it would have become this enormous $100 million blockbuster. We just did it as a kind of almost like work experience, you know, for all of us, because it was such a new area. But yeah, so that was very, very exciting, yeah. Another little flavour there of what's going on in the main room.
So, is that daily occurrence? Oscar nominated?
No, absolutely not.
Do you work with small groups then? Is that?
Basically, it was just a completely random one-off, and now I'm very much hoping that I might have an opportunity to expand my work in film design and sound design for films. So, but yeah, there's the mentoring at Sheffield University. what else am I doing?
DJing up and down the country, is it?
DJing all over the world, actually. Curating in Poland, curating at Block Festival, judging at the Sony Radio Awards, judging at No Limits Film Festival, and yeah, there's all sorts. It's exciting times.
Well, look forward to hearing about your next steps, Maria.
Thanks a lot. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you for catching up with us. Have a great set tonight, and safe journey back.
Thank you very much.
Today I should
New track from a brand new artist. He's worked with The Broken Orchestra and the East Park Reggae Collective. This is Debian Black. This is a tune called Today I Should Win. Head over to soundcloud.com/Debian/Black, B-L-A-K. Daedalus featuring Bilal from the new LP Bespoke, out on Ninja Tune April 11th. This is Overwhelmed.
Going.
of course. That's Overwhelmed featuring Bilal. Hopefully hooking up with Daedalus and Toki Monster this coming Monday for a chat. Should be on next week's show. Next up, the Solar Bears on Planet Moo. The track of theirs called Cub, remixed by Keith Michelli in Athens. Remember to check the archive over at groovement.co.uk if you're listening to this on iTunes. There's loads on there that is not on the iTunes links. Straight after this, we're going to head into the Submotion Orchestra and then the Hidden Orchestra. Enjoy.
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? My foolish heart turns at the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forget it. There's no greater love. Just open your eyes. Just hold out your hand and place it to mine. Forever it's you.
All yours, but you failed to see. and round, round and round, round and round, the burning circle.
The activists, the academics, let's go, yo. I'm a rapper slash architect, for that I demand respect. I've worked hard planning the schematic with a carbon pen. Start again, draft a sketch, I'm regarded as the best. I'm a middle class clientele, I set on high rise projects with content inspired by concepts, and I can get away with nonsense. Who really cares about these inner city problems? The government is running low on funds, I can't stop them. We gotta do it ourselves to produce something that's worthwhile and properly thought through. The new school of musical activism has begun, but don't grab a gun, bruv, we advocate massive love. Share the city with each other and we'll have enough. Build trust amongst us and bridge brothers far apart. Send a message to the ones in power, tell them speak up. If they don't listen, try harder. There's no such thing as can't budge. We can ask and be granted it. First we collect research, network, then cast a pitch. After give alternative proposals but start shit. Controversial ideas, critical, regarded, plus clear and coherent with a well-structured argument. Laid out on the table, illustrated parchment. Our vision can't be written like the Ten Commandments. Your A4 documents on policy are garbage. We're forward thinking like advancements and want answers. In my opinion, creativity can break the bastards. If money pays them, we'll take apart their market. Underpin the fundamental problem, then enlarge it. Get me on the phone to Julian Assange, quick. Nah, fuck that, get me Prince and Chandigarh, yeah. We've come this far, but it's only just getting started. The name is Legion, I'm political and armed with a long list of targets, hard-hitting arguments, blowing up your company with lyrical bombardments. Don't get it twisted though, I'm not a militant commander. I'd rather be a guerrilla artist winning hearts, bringing positivity to parts where it's grim and dark. The city dies every night and day, let's give it love.
Sounds of Manchester Hip Hop Legion and Pro P from the LP Back to the Drawing Board. Check groovement.co.uk to download the whole album. Not in. Shout to Legion, represents heavily at Groovement Associated Live Hip Hop Night in Manchester in the Big Sephora. We'll be right back. David on Brainfeeder, Like You Mean It. This is Conflict Arise, the Aria Astrobeat Orchestra, followed by an interview with them. To check out the full extended interview, groovement.co.uk has an excerpt to follow.
Conflict arise, people lay down, This is Aria Astrobeat Orchestra with Agent J on Grooveman.
Right, so we're in the torture chamber bowels of Matt and Fred's with some of the Aria Astrobeat Orchestra.
And I'm Pete, I play tenor sax and melodica.
I'm Eddie, I play the drums.
I'm Taz, I'm the keyboardist.
So have you worked out your set for tonight? Because Matt and Fred's are making you do it in three bits,
three
is that right?
Three sets, yeah.
Is that a jazz
yeah.
thing?
It is, yeah. It's a bit of a jazz thing. It's a bit of a... normally we're used to doing, like, a club set of, like, an hour, hour and a half tops, where it's all just, like, really, really punchy, keep everyone on the dance floor. So it gives us a chance to sort of try out some stuff we don't... Like, we're doing the whole album. We've never played the whole album, and there's tunes on the album that are a bit slow for a dance floor, so it gives us a chance to try some of that out and do something a bit slower and a bit more jazzy.
So, Eddie, who's the band leader?
Well, I guess Pete is really kind of runs the show.
Do you get to do a lot of improv in there, or is Pete a bit of the taskmaster?
No, it's an open palette. I mean, I guess a lot of the vibe is just kind of sticking on a groove and just repeating it and trying to get it really hypnotic. But it's an open thing. You can go off and do something fresh if you want.
What's Taz? Is it you lot formed a couple of years ago now?
Yeah.
Through jamming and associated acts. Just gives an idea of some of the people that haven't read the biography. Some of the acts that you've worked with separately.
Well, separately, I mean, there's a whole lot, because we're all Leeds-based, so, you know, there's that kind of, there's a first word thing in Leeds, so with Home Cart and the Haggis Horns and bands like that, which we've all played with over the years.
How did the stars align to bring you together in that particular time? Did you all just get together and thought, look, we should make an album ourselves? Or?
Well, we knew me and Pete had been playing quite a bit together, and also with Gaz, the guitarist, and, you know, we just, I think that no one was really playing Afrobeat, and we always loved that kind of stuff, and you know, just wanted the excuse to do it, and Pete kind of took the bull by the horns, and it just all kind of came about from that, pretty natural. I mean, it took a little while. It was probably about maybe 6 months or a year of doing a lot of jam gigs, improvised gigs and rehearsals and stuff like that before the material kind of came about. But so it was good. We could get sort of the sound down and playing with each other before working on the actual tunes for the album.
How many are in the lineup tonight, Pete?
Nine.
Is that constant?
We're trying to keep it constant. I mean, you've got to get out and do gigs. So sometimes we're doing a couple of sort of gigs with a smaller lineup, but really ideally what we're looking at doing now is going out with a 9-piece band, because you really need that. Afrobeat, to me anyway, is about having that really, really big sound. So having a big horn section, and, you know, having a percussionist on board now as well, because Chris, our percussionist, wasn't on board for the album. So when we did the album, there was only 8 of us. So having someone to do that live now, and to put all that stuff that we overdubbed onto the record to do that live now, it just really sort of gives it a bit of drive and a bit of push, which is good. Ideally, we'd like to go bigger, I think. It would be nice to sort of have 2 guitars. It would be nice to have a singer. If we find a singer that we really want to work with, that would be amazing. That would be really great. And maybe a trombone as well. It would be nice, but...
What is the current 9? It's 9-piece. What have you
it's
got?
It's 9-piece. We've got 4 horns on the front lines. We've got trumpet, tenor sax, 2 tenors, because we've got Leon playing tenor as well, and then we've got Barry sax for that sort of real bottom-end grunt. And then we've got guitar, bass, drums, Taz and his many keyboards, and now Chris playing percussion, so he's playing congas, shakaray, woodblock, all the stuff that really helps to kind of push it on. So yeah, that's where we're at the minute.
Okay, so the album came out in November.
Yeah.
How was the reception, and how has it been?
Good. It's been a bit of a slow burn. There's still stuff appearing. There's still people sort of blogging about it now, which I was expecting there was to be a big sort of load of people talking about it when it first came out, and then it to just die off quite rapidly, but it's still going. It's sort of gradually...
Is that because of tour dates, do you think?
I think, yeah, and I think People, it's word of mouth, I think, a lot of it. Is there's a lot of, we're on Twitter, so we see quite a lot of people.
That's where we met.
Yeah, it is, exactly. We see a lot of people sort of saying, oh, I've just discovered this band, yeah. Aria Astro Beat Orchestra, and that's like now in February, so we've been sort of, the album's been out for 4 months. So it's just the way it is, isn't it? It just sort of, hopefully by word of mouth, if people like it enough and sort of point other people in the right direction, then, you know, that's kind of the way it's going, I think. So, which is fine, which is good for us, you know.
Now you had back to editing, so you had a 45 out, which was Crosstown Traffic.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Did the album's come out on CD and digital download? Is there a vinyl release that's come out?
I think it's coming. Is it coming out?
Or is the one planned, or is it an expense thing?
Possibly, it might be coming out. We're sort of waiting to see. I think Ali, who runs the label, is waiting to see what record stores say and if they think there's the interest for it. Hopefully, it would be nice to have it out on vinyl. I think if enough people ask for it, so if you want it on vinyl, go into your record shop and ask for it, and then maybe you might get it.
I think the last 2 years that I've been working on this, on radio stuff especially, it's just there hasn't been, you know, unless you know James Blake's had his album out last week, and it's $24.99 on vinyl, so it's for the heads, obviously. But someone like Skits, hip hop producer, couldn't afford to get a vinyl release of his last album out without making a loss, and he still hasn't done that. He knows people buy it, but you've got that core, you know, how many hundred people, you just can't predict it, can you? And I suppose with First Word, you'd rather get it out there because of Serato and whatever.
Well, that's it. And I mean, I think the cost isn't in actually pressing up the vinyl either. It's in getting it mastered ready for vinyl, and the cost is just like massively different than it is for CD. So, I don't know. It'd be nice to have vinyl. We all like vinyl. I think most of us buy it. So we'll wait and see. Maybe the next one. So we were talking about the next record, and that might be a possibility for vinyl because it's probably going to be a little bit shorter as well. Right. So we'll see how we get on.
Eddie, how's the scene in Leeds at the moment? It's still Hi-Fi Club centred or Wardrobe centred? How's it going?
It's good. Like, I'm kind of up and down a bit in London a lot.
Okay, one of them.
As far as I'm aware, it's still kicking in the Hi-Fi Wardrobe, Faversham.
Cellar
Bar's like the one.
Cellar's becoming sort of quite a big venue. Taz was there on Thursday for the 7th birthday party.
I can't really remember it, I'm afraid.
But yeah. It was, tell them who was playing.
There's a lot of people. We had Meddy Roberts and Cy Allen from the New Master Sounds, and Dan Goldman, who's JD73, playing as well. It was a big kind of, like, you know, just all the leads, all the leads
some,
crew getting
yeah,
in
some
there.
Some of the Haggis Horns.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's a pretty sort of special one-off event when you get, like, has some of Haggis Horn, some of New Master Sounds, JD73, and some of those all just doing a gig. So I think Cellar's putting on a few bits
It's our kind of home, it's our spiritual birthplace as well.
Well, you're due on stage now, so we're going to have to let you go. Have a good gig, guys.
Nice one, cheers.
Thank you.
Ass, Lost in the Loop. Over to Paul White. Then I'm going to get 8-bit on your asses.
Don't wanna go so far.
Sounds of Nintendo, The Legend of Zelda theme tune from the original, into the sound of Crime, Heads Up Set, Ilm Sphere for turning me onto that one, then a little bit of Ground Is Lava on Remix Duties. Check out their EP if you haven't, again search Ingroovement. Finishing off with Rest One by Ages. If you have enjoyed today's show, please do check out our full archive over at Groovement. We've got everyone on there, from Ghostface to Flying Lotus to the Gaslamp Killer to Daedalus to Toki Monster to Sharon Jones. And a couple of interviews coming up from the likes of Marva Whitney and Terry Callier. Groovement.co.uk. I have been Agent J. Thank you so much for listening. Big shout to Marianne Hobbs and of course Hoya Hoya. And also the Aria Astrobeat Orchestra for today's show. Keep the faith.